This morning, we're going to be chatting with Silika Isaya. And if you have not heard of Silika Isaya, well, here is your chance to hear her Silika Isaya with Mad Men.
Hey everyone, my name is Silika. Accompanying me today is my brother Russell. Today we'll be singing an original called Mad Men. The song is about a five-year-old girl who died with her parents due to starvation and disease while living out her days as a refugee. Now this is her song, her cry for help. And I hope you enjoy. This is Mad Men.
Set me adrift like a lantern in the night, where the world will see me, but they won't feel me. This fire within burned brighter than the stars, pleading for you to hear. It would have been if the world had heard my plea. My daddy could hold my hand on our first ever daddy-daughter dance. Whoa, oh, oh, how nice it would have been if you could understand. Mama could wrap me tight and walk me through the night. Oh, oh, hell.
That is the beautiful voice of Silika Isaiah, Mad Men. It is a song she wrote and which she won the award Play It Strange National Peace Song Award back in 2018. You're listening to Early Edition with Ete, and we do have the privilege and the pleasure of having Silika Isaiah with us in the studio this morning. She was born in Samoa, raised in Christchurch for the first half of her life, and now resides in Ōtara. She is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter who is currently studying for a Bachelor of Music at the University of Auckland with the hopes that this will be a stepping stone towards conquering some of the world's biggest stages. Her love for singing stems from a firm family foundation within the church where her father was the choir lead and Silika would play the piano. Silika has played alongside Dave Dobbin, Bella Kalolo and Pacific Soul as a soloist in the Christmas in the Park back in 2019, and as part of the lineup in the Divas National Identity Tour, which went around the country last year. She did the Auckland show. She won Best Solo Vocalist at the Stand Up, Stand Out Grand Final and was the runner-up in 2019. As the lead singer of 78 District, they won the national final of Smoke-Free Tangata Beat in 2019. She was a national finalist in Smoke-Free Rock Quest in 2019, placing second in New Zealand and second at the national final of the Smoke-Free Tangata Beat in 2018. Her most recent highlight was being one of the opening acts for LAB at the Mount Smart Stadium show last weekend. We have Silika with us in the studio this morning. Talo Falava, Silika, thank you so much for making time to pop in and have a chat with
us. Thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness, what a voice and what a life. Tell us about life, first of all. It's a short one, but you've done so much. Born in Samoa.
Yes. So born in Samoa, moved to New Zealand when I was 2 years old, turning three. Resided in Christchurch in the mighty suburb of Aranui. And went to Aranui Primary School. Moved up to Auckland in 2011 because of the February 22nd earthquake. So we moved up as refugees. And now residing in Ōtara, South Auckland, and have been repping it since.
Wow. Now, singing from a young age, I am guessing.
Yes. Sang in church choir because, well, first it started out as a must-do, like a chore, because my dad was choir lead, and so every Saturday or every Friday we had practices, so we had to go, so it was kind of like a chore. But singing kind of just, I guess, Lord knew what he was doing when that happened, and singing just stuck with me, and I found passion when I started to understand the words of what I was singing, the songs, the technique that goes into it. I enjoyed everything, and so kudos to my dad and my parents as well for introducing me to Almighty God, and always glory to God, yeah.
Now, did you ever have to take singing lessons?
I did not take singing lessons until I reached high school in year 11, when that became a criteria to take vocal lessons with a tutor. And that's where I started my singing lessons, and my vocal coach, Miss Hannah McGrail, she's the one that kind of just pushed me to that next level. So, yeah.
Now, church is one thing, you know, and we do that every Sunday, and then, you know, on the Saturday. Day and that. But then getting into a school setting, obviously your music teachers identified your vocal talents quite early, yeah. By the sounds.
So in year 10, we were supposed to form a band as one of our assessments and write an original song and perform it to the school. We were lucky enough to perform it to the assembly in prize giving, and I guess that's where my teachers just picked up on potential, I guess, let's say it like that. And they just worked on it and just kept believing on me. So if I ever had a time where I doubted myself, my teachers were always there. And I guess that's why I say that I'm blessed. I'm not blessed because of this gift of singing that God has given me, but I'm blessed because of the people he's put around me to motivate me and to drive me into that next step. So, yeah.
Year 10, what was the band that you formed? Was that the 68 District one?
No, 78? That was half of it. So in year 10, it was only half. It was only a five-man band where I had my brother, Matt Baiti, Afareti Tuma'ai, Philfa Akipaya, and Peaches Peters. So those guys, including myself, were the five-man band that started it. And then in 2019, that's where we formed the 10-man band. And we had Russell Sega join the family, Gabrielle Fapu'ea joined the family, Osarius Tu'ua. We had the beautiful horn section, Catherine, Marine, and Philfa Aki as well. And yeah,
this I can't believe I still remember. Band. This is a school band.
Yes, this is a school band.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what school was that?
This is Papa Toto High School.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Some talented kids come out of there. And now the song Mad Men. when did you write that? 2018?
Yes, 2018.
How did you find out about the competition, first of all? And then how did you have the confidence to write the song? Or did you just think, oh, I'll just give it a shot?
The song Mad Men was never written for the competition. It was written in my own time when the TV was on. Mom was having a cup of tea on the table. I had my little piano out, and I was just playing around with chords. And it was the news was playing, and it was the sound of kids crying, and it caught my attention. And it was being separated from their parents. And this is when I thought, oh my God, why not write a song for them? And the chords I was playing just suit the mood. And that's when I wrote the whole song, then and there. It took me, I think, 30 minutes to get the whole song down and what I wanted to hear. The competition came on afterwards, which my teacher, Mrs. O'Neill, introduced me to. She's one of the biggest backbones I have in my music career. So she introduced me to a competition. She said, there's this competition, Play a Strange Peace song. Why don't you enter it there? And so I recorded it in our school studio with just keys and vocals. And one of the students recorded, I think her name was Zyba. She recorded it and sent it in, and it came out, the results. And I'm just blown away, very shocking, but I'm really happy.
Wow. So Mad Men was about the mad men who were doing these policies to separate those children from their families in the US.
Yeah, but it was also, Mad Men didn't also represent that, but it also represented the high leaders in the world, or the people that had responsibility over people that were just abusing it and not really listening to what the people needed or wanted, yeah.
Now, being in a church choir, that became easy. And then being with a school band, you know, you sort of got used to that. But then there are these musicians that you've grown up looking up to, Dave Dobbin, Bella Kalulu, Pacific Soul. What was it like to step into that arena? And which was the first? How did that opportunity come about?
I guess the opportunities came about because of the people I knew and the people that helped foster my talent and nurture me. And that was all credits to Stand Up, Stand Out, the regional comps, Gene Rivers. This man is an incredible man. He dedicates his life to providing platforms for young musicians to step up and showcase their talents. And I guess I owe it all to him and my teachers and the village that helped raise me, because through there I got opportunities such as performing with Bella Kalulu, Dave Dobbin, through Play a Strange. And so all of these things, it just comes about those guys. And when I step into those arenas, when I step onto that same stage as them, I always think, wow, like, I'm so grateful and thankful. I just think about the people that helped get me there. And that's what motivates me to just sing my heart out on stage and just say that's the least I could do for them. Yeah.
and what is it like when you go into a competition like Smoke Free, Tangata Beats? Is it tough, or do you just get up there, you've got your band with you, and you just do the best that you can?
Every time before a performance or before a competition or whenever I step foot on a stage, I always get everyone that I am playing with in for a prayer. And I guess when I go on that stage, I am no longer Silika Isaiah. I am Silika Isaiah and God. So I go up on the stage knowing that I have this friend beside me, and that kind of just pushes that confidence out. I look at my parents, and again, I look at the people that's helped get me there. I look at the weeks of practices, the rehearsals, and I'm just like, I owe it to these guys to do my best. And at the end of the day, the best is all you can do. So, yeah.
Mum and Dad, were they always happy for you to pursue this career, or did they at some point worry that things might not work out?
My dad has always just said, do what your heart tells you to do. And I'm so grateful for both of them. My mom, she does that too. She says, do what your heart is telling you to do, but you know, you might get stressed, and I don't want you like being rushing and like rushing around trying to want you stressed out on anything. I want you to live a happy life and things like that, but if this is what you know brings you happiness and is what you love, then pursue it. So for me, again, about the people around me, blessed. My parents never once doubted my ability to do something that I love, and they knew that I was a go-getter. So if I wanted something, I would work to get that something. And yeah, I guess my parents have just been the biggest supporters since day one. They've never been like, go take a doctoral degree or something like that. Yeah, they've just been there since day one.
What about Dad letting you go from the choir? Because then becomes that, you know, whole thing of, why are you singing on a Sunday? Or are they happy knowing that when you perform, you have God with you, and that that is your way of spreading your good news?
My parents, I guess, they have taught me everything I need to know about faith, and when to carry God, and that is all the time. So even though I have performances on a Sunday sometimes, they're also supportive. They leave church early just to be at my performances and to be there to support me, knowing that I'm not only carrying my name on that stage, but whenever I'm on there, I'm carrying God with me. Oh my God, that's so emotional. Yeah, so I guess I'm just very blessed with my parents. I love them to bits, and how understanding and how considerate they are of a little girl's dream, yeah.
Absolutely, and your dream to perform in front of a large rocking concert audience, part of it came true last Saturday,
yeah.
Performing as part of the opening act for LAB. What was that like?
It was everything I dreamed of and more. I didn't expect. I'm still so speechless from the weekend. It wasn't about the performance. It was about who was on stage with me, which was the backline official, my sisters, Josie, Helen, Ruta, and my mama, my vocal coach, Hannah, and also the people that were in the crowd, my mom, my dad. During my set, I actually sang happy birthday to my dad as a gift because I was broke the week. So I was like, wait until LAB, you get free tickets and a happy birthday shout out. So he didn't know until the actual day. And I guess I think during that part I tried so hard not to break down, but it's those small things that you do to give back to your parents that kind of matter the most. And just seeing them in the audience watching their little girl upstage in front of these people on such a big platform too, that kind of just grateful and thankful to be on that stage, starstruck and everything you could ever imagine I felt on stage. And just thankful for everyone that's made that opportunity possible. LAB, Loop, Miss O'Neill, Jean Rivers, Miss Hannah, the backline official, the band, the girls, just everyone that made it possible. Maggie for making my dress, of course. Yeah, just all those little bits and pieces that added up to the performance, everyone that contributed, I'm just extremely grateful and thankful for them. Yeah.
Well, Silika Isaya, we are incredibly grateful and thankful that you've made time to pop in and have a chat with us this morning. We know you're going to go a very long way.
And
we also know that God will continue to travel with you.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having a chat again in the not too distant future.
Thank you. Would love to.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ed Tech.